Welcome to Baby Tour Guide's Montessori Babies podcast. I'm your host and baby tour guide, Bianca Solorsino, and for the last decade, I have dedicated myself to helping parents, educators, and caregivers optimize baby development through a Montessori lens. This podcast is all about evolving our Montessori practice to make our time with our sweet babies easier, relaxed, and so much fun. Let's jump into it. Welcome to episode 4 of Montessori Babies. I am so excited. This week we are talking all about evolving your Montessori practice and why I personally take that approach and encourage you to as well. This week's episode is a short and sweet episode, but one that I hope, you know, you'll keep close to your heart as you continue to evolve your practice and learn the various things that we'll continue to talk about. So I want to start at a place where we're just recognizing our own Montessori journeys as just that, a journey, and just being fully aware that everyone is on a different place, but just loving your own and where you are at in your own Montessori journey. Because the Montessori lifestyle is super, super beautiful, and we all have our own experiences and meet different people who influence us. We read different books that affect our approach. We talk to grand communities of other parents or teachers who share their experiences or information or tips and tricks. And we will evolve and grow our Montessori practice into what we want it to be. And so this week is a quick touch on, you know, why your practice is your own and hopefully empower you to take ownership of it and evolve it at your own pace. So let's start here. I want to start at a place that relieves the pressures of having that perfect Montessori lifestyle as much as I can. I entered Montessori knowing nothing of Montessori education. I knew children. I had worked with children in a variety of settings prior to starting my Montessori journey, and I'm grateful I was introduced to it because it's awesome. As you can tell, I love it, but I didn't know much about it. I had thought of Montessori, as I've mentioned before, as a preschool idea, I guess. But after, you know, my years of getting to meet people in both home and school settings, the common denominator is that everyone's Montessori practice is their own. So Dr. Montessori researched and studied our tiniest humans so that we would have the information to help optimize our baby's natural progression of human development. And I love Montessori for that. And the optimization of the natural progression of human development as an educational approach is really something special and unique about Montessori. But all of that said, what I want to do for you is offer a safe space where you can implement these ideas and evolve at a pace that works for you and your child or children or students. So consider this a judgment-free zone for you and your child or children to evolve within your Montessori lifestyle at a pace that's right for you. So I'm AMI trained. I have my master's in Montessori. I've worked in a Montessori school setting and with parents and children in home for consulting experiences. And let me be the first to tell you that everyone's Montessori practice is slightly different. For example, in the school setting, I knew, you know, Montessori toddler teachers who had sticker work out on their shelves, others who didn't necessarily agree with that type of work or who had found that other types of work for the same purpose was more useful. I had others who were very big on music and had these grand music shelves with all these various musical opportunities. I knew some teachers who, you know, believed in longer transitions to the floor bed, while others found the transition was easier when working through it in a shorter period of time. I knew some teachers who collected materials from all over the world and others who ordered from Niehaus. It really just depends on you and what you have found to be useful, you know, within your Montessori practice with your child or children. So I hope that's helpful. I've also, as far as working in home, the same goes for the wonderful families I've had the honor of working with. For some, their Montessori practice started with offering more opportunities for independence. And for others, they opted for a huge Montessori environmental shift. And what I mean by this is wherever you're at, whether you're a parent who's new to the Montessori thing, a teacher who's newly trained, or an experienced guide, your practice is your own and your journey is so beautiful. as far as continuing to evolve your Montessori practice, so the two things that I would say have been the most helpful in my practice and in my feedback from the clients that I've worked with is continued personal and professional development. So what I mean by each of these, professional would be the sense of continued education. So whether you're a teacher, parent, nanny, caregiver, whatever your main title is within the world of Montessori, you can professionally develop in the sense of continued research, reading books, searching the internet. Research doesn't have to be anything crazy, you know, like peer-reviewed articles and stuff, although they are very interesting. but it can be something as simple as, you know, Googling something that you're interested in, or an idea that comes up, or maybe, you know, your child's working on something and you want to know more about it, that kind of thing. Continued research in the field of development, because just always keep it at the forefront of your mind. Montessori is aimed at optimizing the natural progression of human development. So the more that we know as guides, the more that we'll be able to help optimize that through things like environment setup, interactions, materials that we offer, lessons we give, that kind of thing. I really like to watch TED Talks as far as professional development. There's so many great ones out there that really continue to inspire. You know, they're always really inspirational and have some really cool facts. And so that's always a good approach to take, is to watch videos or TED Talks. YouTube also has a lot of really great videos. Actually, when I was studying, my professors would send a lot of different YouTube videos on things like attachment through said universities and the Child Development Center, or, you know, stress levels, or separation anxieties, or the different types of stress in babies, you know, that kind of thing. There's so many cool videos out there, and a lot of great books on, you know, this whole entire world. So again, the more that we learn, the more that we're able to help optimize that natural progression and really understand the benefits to the materials that we offer. And really, it's helped me, you know, the continued professional development has helped me really know at the forefront of my mind which materials are best for which moment, which points of interest are the perfect things to offer based off my observations and where the child's at, you know, if they're in a sensitive period for something, you know, all of that. So Montessori, professional development, and professional development within the world, both of those are awesome for your practice. As far as personal development, so the way that I like to think of this is how we're able to be our best guides to our child or children if we are the most connected and in tune with ourselves. And so really personal development would be things like recognizing where we could grow, where we could continue to evolve ourselves to be our best for our children. You know, and part of that, you know, will be influenced by that professional development, but other things like taking care of our physical selves, stretching every day, maybe doing that with your baby, implementing those habits from the start as they're absorbing what their world's about, you know, so taking care of yourself physically, mentally, you know, really, really just staying in tune, being present is a really, really big one. If you're too worried about being perfect, or, you know, you're feeling those pressures, it's harder. And I know because I've done that to myself, but it's harder to be present in the moment. It's harder to sit and connect. And that's where you'll find those moments of joy that the Montessori lifestyle really brings. And so that's why I wanted to offer this episode, to really just give you an idea of how everyone's practice is different. Of course, there are going to be fundamental values that unite us all. You know, we want to optimize that natural progression of human development. There are awesome Montessori materials, awesome environmental suggestions, and the ways that we can progress, you know, our child throughout their Montessori education. But our Montessori journey is our own, and we're going to do the best that we can, and that's going to be the best for our child or children. So I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. I know it was a short and sweet one, but it was one that means a lot to me. It was a lot of, you know, the way that I approach my everyday Montessori practice. So Anyway, I hope that you'll continue to tune in. I'm so happy to welcome everyone as part of our baby tour guide community. And thank you for listening to this Montessori Babies podcast. And I will catch you in the next episode. Bye. Hey, it's Bianca, your baby tour guide here, hopping back in to say thank you again for listening to this episode of Montessori Babies. If you'd like to support your baby's earliest and most important years the Montessori way, I have a totally free masterclass that teaches the 6 essential steps to begin Montessori with your baby that gives you the exact, seldomly spoken about steps that I created after over a decade working with Montessori babies, families, and caregivers. You can register via the link in our show notes or in my bio on Instagram at babytourguide. Also, if you're enjoying my podcast, I would absolutely love if you'd leave a review to help other parents and caregivers find and join our community. Thanks again for listening to Montessori Babies, and I'll catch you in our next episode. Bye!